Welcome back, y'all. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Thursday, and so I got one of my most favorite women in politics, if not my most favorite woman in politics, Dr. Kristen Lierley, candidate for the 8th Congressional District. She is a busy lady these very few days out from the election. Welcome back, Dr. Kristen. How you doing?
So good. Honestly, Maggie, I am having a blast.
I love it. You always bring the high energy. I think that's so important. There's so much going on. I loved your tweet earlier today. First of all, what's your handle on the twit on the X so people can follow you in the run-up to the election?
Kristen for WI. It's KristinForWI.
So check her out. Share with everybody, because the tweet was really important, and I appreciated the conversation that you were having with one of your constituents.
Yeah, well, I've had a couple big tweets lately, but the conversation that I had yesterday was in just north of Green Bay in Suamico. Hey, incidentally, across the street from where some of our Democrat yard signs had been grossly vandalized.
Oh, my goodness.
People spray painting Trump and obscenities and Hitler and just terrible things. Well, you know, of course, all the Republican signs within viewing distance were all totally intact. And I'm having a conversation with a woman at the doors who thinks she's independent. And we bonded over being boy moms. She had 3 boys. I have 4. So I thought, this is good. You know, we've got a connection here. And I said, so what is your issue? What is the thing that you're thinking about with this election season? And she said, well, you know, it's abortion. And she's looking at my literature. She knows I'm an OBGYN doctor. It clearly says that I feel that people should have the right to make their own decisions. And I said, what are you thinking about abortion? And she said, well, it's not a federal issue. I mean, it belongs in the states. And I said, you know where I think it belongs? I think it belongs with each one of us as individuals. Mm. You know, you've had 3 kids. You've got a whole bunch of grandkids. If anybody understands that pregnancy can be hard, not joyful, often very complicated, you understand that. Yeah, you're right. We all need to be able to make our own decisions. We all need that freedom. And it was amazing to see how quickly she flipped on that. And it was clear to me she had just been repeating a mantra that had been taught to her about it being in the states. And she hadn't really thought about what that meant. And that gives me hope, because if we can just have these conversations about the things that we actually care about, I truly don't believe we are as divided as we think we are. But it's that division and that fear that keeps us from having these conversations. And when we can't have the conversations, we can't solve the problems.
Yeah, it's those moments are really inspiring, because again, when we strip back the talking points around stuff and you get down to the brass tacks, the vast majority of Wisconsinites agree on the key issues: money out of politics, right? Healthcare more affordable, childcare more affordable, pro newborn tax credit, pro earned income tax credit, pro child tax credit, like all of these, support our family owned farms, support making these decisions within families. And yet it's gotten so perverted. I've got some sound from Green Bay yesterday, the former MAGA president addressing the Green Bay audience there. There's 2 bits of sound I'd like to share with you, Dr. Kristen. The first is Donald Trump addressing women. And it was curious, to say the very least. And since you're running in that very district, I would love to get your sense of this language. Cardi, give me a thumbs up when you're ready to roll with it. Because it stood to me in sharp contrast with the messaging that I've, and the values that I've heard expressed by you and Vice President Harris, which is, I trust women. I trust women and their doctors to make these kinds of decisions. And if we don't have that right away, guys, why don't we take a listen to Donald Trump addressing the Green Bay audience? Because it seems that he's got a bit of a penchant for insulting the very audiences he's listening or he's talking to. Let's take a quick listen.
Again, I want to thank Brett for being here and
turn
for
it
giving
up.
Me that really incredible tribute of an endorsement. I'm not going to ask him to come up. He made such a good speech. I watched it. Brett made such a good speech. I don't know if he could do that again. Brett, you did so good. I'd let you do it again, but I think you hit it perfectly. What do you think? We love you, Brett. Thank you. We love this guy. Man. He's something. Oh, that arm. Boom, boom. What a player. What a great guy. I think he's beyond as a person. I think he might even beyond what he was as a player, but that's pretty hard to do. Thank you very much, Brett. Great honor to your family. Thank you. We're also joined by Brett's incredible wife, Deanna. And, oh, and that son is so good. He's a great soccer player.
The he's son, a grandson.
Taylor, thank you very much. And look at him. He's a little shy.
Guys, I was actually looking for the sound where he insults Green Bay, but let me just summarize what he said. He kept going on and on like this for a while, and at the end, he says, "I've been here four or five times. Not sure why I bothered coming back. Maybe because of Brett. I'm not sure why I'm wasting my time with you, all of you people here. Who does this? It's so strange, Kristen.
He does this. He does this all the time. The rambling with the insults and the weirdness, and then people start leaving, and then he gets into a garbage truck. I mean, it's like... It's
after
all
almost
just...
missing the door handle a couple of times. Yikes.
Yeah, and like, you know, having some sort of weird walking thing, and it just... It's got to be sensational. And he is so good. If there is one thing Donald Trump is genius at, it's creating that moment that makes people watch and then buy something. And often it's something... that is truly junk. But he, for some reason, can get people to do that. But, you know, when you start actually talking to people about it, they understand it, but they don't necessarily recognize why they support it.
Yeah.
And when you can strip away all of that stuff and you come back to the issues, you know, like you said earlier, Maggie, we're aligned on all of these issues. I would also add to the very long list that you shared, clean air and clean
yes.
water.
Thank you. Know, here, forgot that yeah. huge one.
Well, it's huge in my district because yes. up in Marinette, we're the third largest contaminated PFAS site. And you know what's happening down in Madison. They're sitting on all of that,
all
money,
that money
for PFAS relief. So like, we need a government that works on the state level. We need a government that works on the federal level. We need a president who actually talks about the issues that we care about that are affecting us, not about in a garbage truck or how big Brett Favre's sausage fingers are. Nobody cares about that stuff.
It's just so, why? All right, we have the sound about women. Let's take a listen.
And my people told me about 4 weeks ago, I was saying, no, I want to protect the people. I want to protect the women of our country. I want to protect the women. Sir, please don't say that. Why? They said, we think it's very inappropriate for you to say. I said, why? I'm president. I want to protect the women of our country. They said. They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe it? I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them.
Hey.
Or not.
Like, not, Donald. You are not protecting us.
We don't need your protection. We need your respect. Can I just leave it right there?
Yes, you can. I don't need your protection, Donald. I need your respect. And that begins with full citizenship rights, right? I mean,
yeah.
It has really been an incredible week. I want, you know, you to have the opportunity, Dr. Lyerly, to address your voters. You have, I think, really passionately communicated to people why you are pro-choice, why you're running. But there may be a couple of folks out there listening now that haven't heard you tell your story about why you've got a busy medical practice. You got kids, you got a husband, you're so, why do you want to be in Congress?
Hey, I have the most amazing life. I have wonderful children. I love my job, but I can't do my job. And I wouldn't say that I'm pro-choice. I would say that I'm pro-patient. Mm. I dream of a time when I can welcome a patient into my office and hear what they have to say, hear what their problem is, talk through all of the options and come up with a solution, and then treat them and continue to follow them afterwards. That relationship, that therapeutic relationship, is so important. You know, medical care isn't like getting your car maintenance. It's not like getting your oil changed. There is a whole thing that goes along with it. You need to know that your doctor, your healthcare provider cares about you. And when your doctor and your healthcare provider knows you, you get better care. So that is my dream, and that is what has propelled me to run for office. My patients, not just the women, but the families can't get care. The families. It's a reproductive health issue, but it is a healthcare issue. I work in rural areas. I work in places where people need cars to come and pick them up to get them to their doctor's appointments because they don't have a vehicle. They don't have gas. They can't afford basic medications. There are so many barriers, even if they do have insurance, to being able to get the drugs and the treatments that they need. We've got to make healthcare accessible and affordable for every single American. Ultimately, I want to be part of that solution. That's why I'm doing this.
Yeah, it's in stark contrast to your opponent, who seems to have happened upon a desire to enter public service during his year-long vacation, which is just strange. Did you want to make a comment, Doctor?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as the congressional seat opened up, public service became his number one priority. It had never been a priority for him before. Yeah. And, you know, this is the guy who, when asked on a different civic media station show about his fundraising numbers, because his fundraising is abysmal, he said, well, you know, it's hard for me because I've never had to ask anybody for help before. Well, except for that PPP loan that you took out during COVID and then didn't pay back. That's help. That's over $300,000.
Oh my goodness.
You know, like, be honest with yourself. Be honest with the people around you.
Well,
and that's
who
not
says
what we've seen.
Like, I don't want somebody in Congress who's never had to ask for help before. That's your job in Congress, to help people.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you a question. I've got Officer DC Metro Police Officer Danny Hodges joining me tomorrow on the show. You have met Danny. He's spoken at one of your rallies. I wanted you to give you the opportunity to address January 6th. And these issues very briefly.
Yeah, well, my opponent held a big rally at a mega church the other night. And during that rally, a January 6th participant said that they were very disappointed with how Mike Gallagher handled the January 6th situation. And they asked if he would do things differently. And he essentially said that the folks who were there, who are imprisoned, they need to be freed. So we this morning issued a joint press release with Danny Hodges, Officer Hodges, and former Officer Harry Dunn, talking about how this is law and order. Yeah. It is applied across the board. Nobody knows this better than you, Maggie. It has to be applied across the board to every single citizen. Nobody gets a free pass here. So just knowing that my opponent feels this way, and that out of one side of his mouth, he says he supports law enforcement, and out of the other side, he wants to release these people who literally killed officers on January 6th. I mean, Danny Hodges was almost crushed. His eyeball was almost gouged by one of the insurrectionists. So, no.
And your opponent wants to pardon the people that did that to Officer Hodges serving the public. Folks, that's Dr. Kristen Lierley, candidate for the 8th Congressional District. Don't go anywhere. I'm so excited. My interview with Sarah Jessica Parker is up next. A feminist and a fearless advocate, both Dr. Lierley and SJP. Bet you thought you'd never hear those together, folks, but you did so here. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Dr. Kristen. Go get them.
Thank you, my friend.